Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of tonight's Premier League game when City host Bournemouth at the Etihad Stadium at 6 p.m. kickoff. Ilkay Gundogan and João Cancelo could return after missing the Brighton win with minor injuries. Sergio Aguero remains the only absentee for the Citizens as he continues his rehabilitation after surgery. Moving on, and Pep Guardiola has told Jurgen Klopp and Jose Mourinho to give him a call to discuss their issues with City's European football ban being overturned. The Spanish boss has demanded an apology from his rival coaches after the Liverpool and Tottenham managers were critical of the verdict on Tuesday. City will be permitted to compete in next season's Champions League after their two-year ban from UEFA over financial fair play breaches was removed by the Court of Arbitration for Sport this week. Guardiola, while he refused to discuss what it means for his future, said he is incredibly happy about the decision, adding that winning their bid to overturn the sanction was a good day for football. However, Jurgen Klopp and Jose Mourinho didn't agree. Guardiola said, "If they want to talk, I'm here." The sentence from the three independent judges was clear, but if they want, they know my telephone number, they can call me and I can explain. It's not a problem at all. And finally, Kyle Walker has hailed City teammate Phil Foden, saying that the 20-year-old is the best youngster I've ever seen. During City's 5-0 win over Burnley last month, Foden had scored twice in the match. He also netted a goal during a clash against Premier League champions Liverpool on July 3rd. Walker further stated that Foden is top class, both on and off the field. He said, "I don't know if it's just because he's constantly watching David Silva and learning from him, or just his knowledge of the game. I think if he just improves on his final ball, on assisting and his final decision making on that, I think that comes with experience. As a player and as a human being, he's top class, and I wish him all the best in everything that he does, because he deserves it all." That's all for now. We'll have more later.